I want to ask you about this. I have one of the nearest and dearest to me, somebody that I think the world of, and he is the owner of a 1965 Mustang. You know, the 50th anniversary of Mustang is going on right now, right? And that is, I would argue, his family's prized possession. I mean, they just love it. And so the question, and he and I, and that's what prompted this. They're talking about 64 and a half Mustangs, okay? Well, 65 was the year that Mustangs came out. And there's people who say, well, mine's, you know, I've got one of the exclusive, the 64 and a half Mustangs. And so I remember talking or being involved in a discussion that my buddy was in where he said, no, there is no such thing as a 64 and a half Mustang. Ford doesn't recognize a 64 and a half Mustang. They recognize that some were built earlier. They recognize that some were built in a different spot, you know, all of those type of things. But the first Mustangs were 1965 Mustangs. I mean, that's what shows up. And so that debate looms on and on and on. And so what I said was I wanted to find out from those people passionate about Mustangs upon the 60th anniversary, you know, what on this 50th anniversary, what they saw. What's the difference between a 64 and a half and a 65 Mustang? So, you know, you can do the Google, which I did, and I read up some of this. But some of these guys are so into this. They're so, and the word cult has come out in discussions with others about they think they have something that they really don't have, and they say they have, but it's really not. And so my question of you car jockeys out there, you people that just love them, you know, you motorheads, is what's the difference? I mean, when you look at it and you look at the official, they're all 65 Mustangs. So what's the difference? What makes you believe that there actually is a 64 and a half Mustang? And if somebody put a 65 Mustang next to what they claim is a 64 and a half Mustang, in your mind, would one be worth more? I don't know, but I do want to find out what you think. I do. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-880-5346, 237-5948. It's that easy. You call and you get through, and we'll find out what your take on all of this is. The VIN numbers, Ford stamped a 65 VIN number on all of them. I mean, that's fact. You can't get away from that. That's absolute fact. That 65 was the year that Ford acknowledges that Mustang began. Now, you're sitting here saying, well, we took possession of this in 64. Here's my point. My 2012 pickup I took possession of in the fall of 2011. Right? So, you know, they come out a year ahead of what the year they tell you they are. We all recognize and know that as well. So stick around. We'll find out what you have to say on this. I want to hear from somebody that knows cars better than what I do. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, right after this. Aren't you the smarty pants back there?
It's literally the only song that I know that has Mustang in it.
Apparently every one of my buddies that I know has my cell phone. It just exploded. And it is not the only song that has Mustang in it.
No, I know. It's the only one that I could pull from my brain at this moment.
Well, you did well. Let's get to Jason. Jason, you're on News and Views. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Joel, Jason, Muscatel, Burns Ford here. I have a little tidbit of information for you.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm looking for.
It's interesting. Ford is coming out with a 50th anniversary Mustang, and they're playing off exactly what you said. It will be a 2014 and one half in a 15 Mustang body style. They will be making 1,945 of these Mustangs.
So the same thing they did on the early 65 Mustangs is what you're saying.
That is exactly correct. So somebody at Ford is playing off exactly what you said. And the details on the cars have not quite been released as far as what the special edition equipment will be. But it will be a 14 and a half in a 15 model year body style Mustang.
So now, Jason, I'm not wrong in the research that I pulled up, though, that there really was not a 64 and a half Mustang, and Ford never acknowledged that. That they said all the early Mustangs were 65 Mustangs, right?
You talk to car gurus. Car gurus will say that there is a 64 and a half. You talk to people that are diehard Ford loyalists. They will say that there is not a 64 and a half.
So, but basically, Ford is just stirring it up all over again, which you got to admit, it's a great marketing tool, Jason, for you guys over at Muscatel Burns and everybody else that sells Ford out there.
That's exactly right. I just wanted to pass that on to you, Joel. Have a great day.
You bet. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's get to TJ. Amy says he owns a 64 and a half. TJ, give it to me.
I'll tell you what, as the owner of a 64 and a half, besides some minor trim, and there are a couple other differences in the 64 and a half and the 65, it is a 65. I own my 64 and a half, and I'll tell you, it's a pride thing, because 64 and a half owners have spent, I think, a little bit more money restoring their 64 and a half, so we got to have that title, but they are 65. So simple as that.
There's an acknowledgement they're 65s, but what is the difference between your 64 and a half and my buddy's 65, if there was one?
Your 65, there's a 99.9% chance that it has an alternator like every other vehicle on the road nowadays, versus the older 64 and a half, they started out with generators in there, like really ancient vehicles had.
Okay.
So the electrical system is entirely different.
Yeah, I always thought, was there something different with the front bumper on a 64 and a half?
Yes and no. There were the bolts that they used had slightly oval-shaped heads on some of them that came out of one of the two manufacturing plants only for a 15-day period. But other than that, the biggest way to tell a 64 and a half, look at the door handles. The door handles, you know, the window cranks, the door handles themselves, they don't have quite the refined patterns on there. It's like they were die stamped in a quick hurry just to get them out the door. So.
Oh, okay. Now I got something else I'm going to look for. TJ, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, TJ, are you still there?
Yep.
How much is a 64? I know you're not going to sell yours. I get that. I can hear it in your voice. But if you were to sell it, how much does something like that go for?
You know, honestly, if you're looking at somebody who's specifically looking for a 64 and a half, you're not going to get, you know, if you get anything, it's only going to be a couple grand more. Ours, you know, we've placed number one in so many shows here in Fargo and in Grand Forks and, you know, the entire Red River Valley that, you know, we have, you know, some heritage behind it. And the fact that it's completely restored, we can ask a little more, but that's like any other car, you know. Price-wise, it's no different than a 65. So.
All right. Thanks, bud. Yeah, he wasn't sitting there bragging it up. He was just telling you the truth as he knows it. And he goes around to shows. Let's get to my buddy Chico, find out what he claims on this. Chico.
Okay. The easiest way to tell, if you can look at your tag on it, if it's a DF or U engine code, it's definitely a 64 and a half. But for people like you and me that can't read, if the passenger seat does not adjust back and forward, it's a 64 and a half. The 64 and a half passenger seat could not be moved forward or reversed.
See, so, and I got to be honest with you, Raj, that's the one thing I've never heard, was the passenger seat on a 64 and a half can't be moved, you're saying?
Nope, it can't. And there's other little things like the radiator core support. The 64 and a half had three vertical slots, and the 65s had four. The horns were bigger in the 64s. Trim steel on the fastbacks were different.
So was it like TJ just said, which is they were in a hurry to get these things out and get things started?
Exactly.
Okay.
But, you know, desirable, like a 65 Mustang K code, which has a high performance 289 four barrel, will bring $20,000 more than a 64 and a half.
Okay, so what is a 64 and a half in restored good condition go for today?
I find them anywhere from 15 to 25,000. Add another 10 for a convertible.
Okay. Thanks, Roger. And believe me, when I do things like this, I call Roger because he's pretty up on this stuff. Mike, you're on News and Views. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning. Just listen to the rest of them. But all I can do is reiterate what they've been saying is the just the minor differences. But one of the things, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but one of the things that went missing on those things in the early years, I grew up, I was in junior high when they came out, that the horses on the front fenders were being taken off and used for, you know, necklaces and stuff like that, hanging. I mean, yeah, a lot of people got in trouble for that, but boy, a lot of them went missing early on.
Thanks, Mike. You know, being a Ford guy, I just love Mustangs. I mean, and riding around with my buddy at his, he used to let me use it for parades, and I just had a blast. It was so nice of him to let me do it.